balance of nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking Balance of Nature for several years, and I've recommended it to many, many people, and they're all taking it now. I think it's great for your mind clarity, aches and pains, and sleeping. I'm not getting sick. It really makes so much difference. I'm just scared not to have it right now. You know, I try to eat a good balanced diet to be healthy, but you can't get all the nutrients you need. So this is insurance for me. And I think it's made a huge difference. I think this is so important. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Over here at the Kate Daly Show, we start out each day just dripping in heaps of white privilege, or as we like to call it, going to work. The show starts now.
Dr. Lee Merritt.
My thing was, I just started talking about the mask mandate. And I've had people like McGill University send out their henchmen. They had six PhDs in this, who knew, in this little division called, I think, Science and Nonsense. And their point was, walk away from America's frontline doctors. And then they've specifically targeted me and said, Lee Merritt might be a good orthopedic surgeon, but doesn't know about the science of masks. And I thought about that, and I said, well, I could argue that point. I really do know about the science of masks. But the point is, why come after one doctor, small town doc, you know, just making a point that it's not right to do to our children, and it's certainly not right for contagion control. If you don't agree with me, just bring out the opposite argument. Show us the science that it really does make a difference, which I have not seen. And you know, the answer is that masks are not about contagion control. They're about human control. And they're really don't want this to go down, because it's the linchpin in making this illusion real. If you take off the mask and you look around and say, huh, nothing happened. Hey, maybe I can just ignore these guys. You know, it'll go away. And so that's why they really, really don't want, I mean, and it's all to get you the vaccine, I think.
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show. How are you today? It's a Wednesday. You've made it halfway through your week. I like that. That sounds nice. Closer to the weekend, inching ever so closely. And I'm so grateful that you're tuned in. I have Melissa on with me today, and we have so much to talk about. That was Dr. Lee Merritt talking, and I absolutely love her. She'll be on the program next week. And I just have to say, I love these doctors that are speaking out and making sense. And when in a world that doesn't make sense, you know, the Oscars today, just to kind of let you know before Melissa comes on, the Oscars today, they said that the celebrities could attend and they could keep the mask off while the camera was rolling. But the minute the camera stops rolling, they then had to put the mask on during the breaks, because COVID strikes during the breaks. Okay. When you can cherry pick rules to adhere to levels of fear and cultural acceptance of the neurotic, there's no pandemic. I had to say it. I swear to you, they came out with this headline today. And I just sat there looking at the headline, jaw drops to the floor, and I thought, oh my gosh, we've entered a whole new level of stupidity, and everyone seems to be okay with it. So I'm not quite sure if everybody in America had a lobotomy this last year, or when we hired the New York Times and Bill Gates in China to run the country. But for some reason, this is where we're at right now. And I really appreciate Dr. Lee Merritt saying, I'm sorry, this makes no sense. Thank you. Melissa, welcome to the program. I love having you on every Wednesday, and you bring so much to the show, and I'm very excited to have you on. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Are you feeling well? I know you're awfully germy. We're all so sick and we don't know it. So I just want to ask.
I can tell you this.
Okay.
I have had two COVID tests in the last week.
Oh, good grief.
Two of them. two of them. And both of them were negative.
Wow, so. You're lucky, because with the 95% false positive, I mean, you just never know. You landed both times in the five. I love that. That's great. Good.
Yeah. Well, it's a very loose test. I anticipate it continuing in that direction as well.
It's a very, very loose test. I'll tell you, it's been getting very interesting. Yesterday, I just wanted to mention this. Yesterday, I was talking about the Stanford study that came out that was by the Cardiology Division of Veteran Affairs. The NIH, which is the National Institute of Health.gov, and the NCBI. Well, they all got together and did this study, and they concluded it at the end of last year, and then, of course, published it in January, but it was during the election, so nobody knew. And now people are finally starting to see it and find out that it's there. And this report said, and I'm not kidding when I say this, the overall clinical consequence of COVID-19 are similar to those of severe seasonal flu, and found that face masks should not be required, and no evidence is available on its usefulness to protect non-sick persons. No direct evidence of the effectiveness of face masking of healthy people in the community. And it went on and on and on. It's a very damning study. And I just wanted to mention to those people who said, well, it came out in January. I know, but nobody saw it. Nobody even saw it. And it's really pathetic that that this report was overlooked by the media as a whole, and that nobody was picking it up, and everyone wanted to ignore it. And it should tell you volumes about the political nature of COVID. So with that being said,
Can I just ask, when can we say it's about the science?
You mean follow our plan? That's what that phrase means.
It's about it's about the science.
Sure. Sure.
I had a family member just recently tell me that. We have to do these things because it's about the science.
I don't even know what to say to that anymore. And I'll tell you what, with everything going on, the fomented race war, the war against cops, the violence, the violent, chaotic country that the left seems to just feel like they have to have. It makes all of us crazy. And I know that. And I know you're feeling the crazy right now. But I also want you to know that we're clearly with you as well. And we understand that you are just watching this like we are, as a train wreck. And when I say that when conservatives ask for evidence, you know, they want some justice, then they're fine with the outcome. They just want justice. They just want to see evidence. They just want to know that it's being fair. An investigation into the election, an actual investigation where we get to see the proof of Ukraine and that impeachment that took place. All of these things, right? We ask for the investigation. We're not saying we want it our way. We're saying, can we have an investigation here? And what does the left say every single time? No. No, and no, we just want what we want. And so I know we're living in this crazy that says, but why, what's wrong with asking for an investigation or the facts or an autopsy report or all of these things? And again, it's being reduced to, we just want our agenda. We don't care about that. And
well, you know,
it's
Kate,
amazing.
If I thought there was anybody out there speaking up for all of us asking for the proof, it might be different. You know, I would think, you know, we have people on our side, but there's nobody on the horizon that's speaking for the people right now.
Yeah.
I don't see, it's not just the left. Mm-hmm. It's not.
Right.
It's the right as well.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, well, I hear people saying that on the right. I don't hear people saying on the left that they want something to be fair or look at it, or everything's driven on emotion. But again, it doesn't mean that the right, all of the right is right. I'm saying that we're coming from a standpoint of, look, we're okay. I just want the investigation to happen. I want the truth to come out. I want Dominion systems to come out. I want all of the proof. And then if it's truly the outcome, okay. But where are the facts? Even with COVID, where are the facts? And we're not getting anything. And I see people on the left and the right, like you said, but for the most part, I see the right going, but we just want to examine this. Wait a minute, what's going on here? And everything is driven by agenda. It's making me a little crazy. Is it making you crazy?
Totally. And what I see is a widening gap between the people and the elite. I've said that before.
Yeah, you're right.
And the elite are moving kind of in this kind of weird, disjointed lockstep. But, was Mitch McConnell asking for the evidence on vote fraud? No.
No.
He was complicit in it.
You're right. You're right. So I'm not, I'm saying the people, not the politicians at all.
Yeah,
but the
absolutely.
People.
I think a lot of us are sitting out here kind of frustrated and angry and upset because there is no rational thought in D.C. anymore.
At all. On any topic. Everything right. is to the extreme of political divide, just the extreme emotion. And there are a lot of people going, I can go along with something as long as you show me the truth. We are lacking in truth. And this is probably why we hit over 2 million in podcast listens in a very short period of time is because people want to just know the truth. And as long as you give somebody the truth, they can take any outcome. They just want to know the truth. And we don't have any of it right now. We're not getting any truth at all out there from D.C., not even a sliver. And it's sickening. So
it's there's a lot of places.
And we haven't. For a long time. And you're going to talk about going back in the Wayback Machine.
Right. It's DC and Hollywood and media and people who profess to be journalists who are not. Right. They're propagandists, and we all know that. So most of the people that I know, and I come from a place in the Midwest where we're kind of flyover country and we like it that way. Mm-hmm. But most of the people that I know, who have been very engaged in the past are now turning it all off. Just turn it off. Hmm. We're going to talk to each other. We're going to talk to the people we know and can trust, but we're turning the rest of it off.
Yeah.
I myself am turning it off.
Yes, I agree. I know we're going to go in the Wayback Machine. We have about a minute and a half. Do you kind of want to prelude what we're going to be talking about?
Yeah. I can get us started in this direction because I have elderly parents and they live in my dad is right now recovering from partial hip replacement surgery. And so in order for me to go to visit him, I had to do the COVID tests, all that. Mm-hmm. But as I'm walking down the hallway to the rehab facility that he's in, the hallway is one continuous paper after paper after paper stuck up on the wall with, I got the COVID-19 vaccine because.
Wait a minute. This reminds me of walking down the kindergarten hall.
It felt like that too.
Oh my gosh. And so there are posters up that say what?
Well, it just says, I got the COVID-19 vaccine
because,
and then the people there, whether it's staff or whether it's residents, can fill in whatever they want
to
say.
Did they get it? So, did they get a gold star and get to go to recess after? Or?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I had a really hard time walking by without getting a pen. Maybe that's why they have to escort you through the hallway.
I don't know. When the advertising is this fierce and this sad and desperate, it should make people think.
I did snap a couple pictures. So let me tell you what people are saying. I got the COVID-19 vaccine because I really believe it will work.
Okay.
Apparently COVID works on faith.
Hold for just a moment. I have to barf and then we'll come back after the break. Okay. I just got to throw up in my mouth and we'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show as we review the marketing scheme for the vaccine. Be right back with Melissa.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hey, kids, we're ready to roll. Stopping that virus, that's our goal. So come on, everybody, we're getting the shot. It might hurt a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But it's gonna help a whole lot.
This vaccination is a great opportunity.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
To do something for yourself and your community.
Yes, it is.
I'll just leave that right there because if I get started to talk about that, I'll never stop. Kids songs. Love it. Okay. Don't question kids. Just do it. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show, and make sure you get over to MyPillow.com. Use the code word Kate, please. This is a little bit of an ask. I usually don't do an ask, but I'm telling you, with Balance of Nature and with MyPillow, both are partnerships that are just extremely interested in helping truth in radio, which I absolutely love. On the other hand, too, you've got wonderful products. And I don't want you to miss out on those either. And so MyPillow products are better than I even imagined they would be, which for me, I'm pretty picky. So that was wow. I was really wowed, and I still am. And I'm telling you, from the down comforters to the mattresses to the mattress toppers that make an old mattress new again, to the plush towels that are super water absorbent, to the sheets that are silky and amazing. You can't go wrong. Get over to MyPillow.com. Help the show by putting in the code Kate, my first name. And you can also help Mike Lindell on all of his endeavors. I don't know anyone that is helping out like Mike Lindell is. He's putting his money where his mouth is. He is putting money into the servers for frankspeech.com. They've had some hacking going on to prevent them from launching, but they will succeed, and it will be up and running this week. And I am telling you, this is the place to go. My show will also be there as well. And so the podcast, I'm telling you, help Mike. Because he is the one unifier that I've seen for conservatives that saying, I will do something about this and put my money where my mouth is. And I really love this. So please help out by going to MyPillow.com and ordering some products for your family. You're going to get wonderful products, but you know you're going to be helping Mike and myself with this show. And same thing with Balance of Nature. What a wonderful product. So please do help. And Frank's Speech will be up and running this week. Give it a few days. It's fine. We will overcome. We'll overcome the hackers and those people that are trying to tear down free speech. It's an uncensored Facebook, and it's going to be amazing. Melissa, back here with you. And I know you've got quite the stories to tell, and I'm really excited to go in the way back machine in history, which I love to learn from. And let's really grasp what you're going to be talking about. And I love that you brought up the marketing and you go walk down the halls of a treatment center or a nursing home and see the I love the COVID shot. And this is why, I mean, I feel like I'm back in kindergarten. It's crazy.
Well, can we all sing Kumbaya here?
Oh, sad.
I got the COVID vaccine because I want to protect those I love, others, and myself from the virus. It's the right thing to do for everyone to bring healing to the world.
I'm floored. You know, a friend of mine was a little floored by the fact that people kept putting getting the shot on Facebook, pictures of themselves. I got the second shot, as if they're trying to convince everyone else to go get it, that it's a good idea, or taking a stand politically. And so she put up, I've had a pap smear. And then people started joining in the fun and going, and yes, and I've had a colonoscopy. I mean, do we announce these things now to everybody? Is this where we're going? I'm just
shocked. If I can add this little tidbit of insight
yes.
in that.
What's up?
Because this is an experimental treatment, they cannot advertise it. So if they can get celebrities and get us all to rally around on social media, that is standing in place of actual like advertisement on TV.
That's a good point.
So think about a snake oil salesman, right? Who's got you know, the little medicine show, and he's got lots of testimonials, but no evidence. That's what you're seeing.
Yeah. And by the way, I just wanted people to know that articles are starting to come out. They've been coming out all month about messing with menstrual cycles. Women are finding that it's really messing with a lot of things going on in their bodies. And I just want people that want to have a family someday, that are interested in having a family, that please, please, please stay away from the shot. They actually say it in the fact sheet and say, do not take it. If you're planning on getting pregnant or having a family, I sense that we're going to have a lot of outraged Americans with a lot of physical problems coming up here soon. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that.
Let's just hop in the Wayback Machine.
Okay.
And go back to 1976. I bet most of us, if I said, what were the big things that happened in 1976, hardly any of us would remember that there was a big flu outbreak on the horizon.
That's true.
Nobody, I would say, oh, that was the bicentennial year, right?
Sure, yeah.
But in February of 1976, there was a soldier named David Lewis who was diagnosed with the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And by the middle of the month, the Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare, F. David Matthews, announced that we were on the brink of an epidemic, folks. Because the flu that killed Private Lewis in February of 1976, they were sure was a more virulent strain of the Spanish flu. They knew it was going to be. It was going to be worse. And so they were expecting an apocalypse that was going to kill 500,000 Americans.
That's what we were told over and over again.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
This was new and more deadly than the Spanish flu. So to listen carefully and see if this sounds like a familiar playbook, the CDC advised that 80% of Americans had to take a vaccine to prevent this from being like the Spanish flu.
Mm-hmm.
So they got busy and they started, you know, we got to crank out some flu vaccine here. So the World Health Organization, interestingly enough, said, wait, it's kind of early to predict this. We don't know how this is going to shape up. And later in the year, they said, wait, this is really not the same strain. This is not a repeat of the 1918 Spanish flu. But the United States government, who had rushed into production with all of this, they had promised a vaccine. And by golly, there was going to be a vaccine available and they were going to push it out there to people. There was a presidential campaign happening. Mm-hmm. President Ford was running. And so this whole vaccinate or not to vaccinate got caught up in presidential politics. And the statement is made here that to offer a vaccine to people would make it look like the government was doing something, and they had to look like they were doing something because they've already told everybody this is going to be bad. It's going to be really ugly. So look and see, look at the good thing we're doing.
Right.
And there was never a pandemic. There was never an epidemic. There was never an anything. It was a regular flu season.
Bingo.
The real victims that year were the people that took the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
450 people ended up with Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a neurological order that they got because they took the flu shot.
Oh, it just makes me sick because it's just such a
replay. Is there any story there that we can learn from?
I would hope so. I would hope so. And then you just add mRNA, new technology vaccine software of life onto the story. And that's what we're dealing with now. Experimental, you know, another experiment. But it's the same playbook. It's the same playbook. When are we going to learn?
Well, when are we going to learn? We can go, we can get back in the Wayback Machine and come a little closer to 2009. The 2009-2010 was the year that we had the swine flu again, the H1N1.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually had that. I had the swine flu.
Right.
That year, I had actually taken a flu shot. It was the last time I took a flu shot. And then I got the swine flu. So I've never taken one since then. But in any event, the swine flu was predicted to be a pandemic. Mm-hmm. Also, it was going, everybody knew that. And so the CDC, and this time it's the World Health Organization as well, were calling for countries, number one, they wanted to make sure to label it as a pandemic. And number two, they wanted countries to have some kind of plan to address it. And in the United States, the plan was that they would stock up on antiviral medications like Tamiflu. I remember all of this.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, we're gonna have Tamiflu. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, this year, if Tamiflu is really an antiviral, why doesn't it work on COVID? And I don't have the answer to that.
No, but we didn't
hear anybody talking about any antiviral drugs.
No, and they also have never mentioned the immune system, which we all have, and it didn't all crash in 2020. So, you know, there's obviously pieces, huge pieces of the obvious missing from the conversations. It's crazy.
When there was a group of from the British Medical Journal, BMJ, it's called the British Medical Journal, and they began to investigate some of the people who were involved in the decision to call the pandemic and the decision, who's calling the shots here. And what they discovered was that they had industry experts that had a major role in the formation of public health policy. And they concluded that's a slippery slope. Mm-hmm. If you have people who are financially incentivized because they're the researchers that are selling the medications and the drugs and the whatever, these are people working for pharmaceutical companies doing the research, and they are now advising on what public policy should be, that may not be the best thing. And they also indicted, not a legal indictment, but they were critical of the World Health Organization because they failed to disclose those conflicts of interest or even identify who the members of the panel that were making these decisions at the WHO. They didn't disclose any of that.
Wow.
So the public and even lawmakers around the world were blinded. We don't know who's making those decisions. I find this to be another huge parallel. If we take the 1976 critiques and the 2009 critiques, we have our current situation.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we have. No one, there were all kinds of people who recommended at the end of this, and there's been discussion about, was it right to stockpile Tamiflu? Was it not?
Mm-hmm.
But the Council of Europe, which was headed by a member of the parliament from the UK, he concluded, quote, "Parliamentary Assembly is alarmed about the way in which the H1N1 influenza pandemic has been handled, not only by the World Health Organization, but also by the competent health authorities at the level of the European Union and at the national level," because, he concluded, they wasted large sums of public money and also unjustified scares and fears about the health risks faced by the European public at large.
Oh my gosh, we're going to go to a break, but I just wanted to express my gratitude that the Dems are pushing $25 billion to electrify school buses, a Biden priority right now, and not do anything about what's going on right now in this country that actually means something. And of course, looking back in history, like Melissa says, can we please learn? Can we please learn? Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. I love this.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Leader to restore its former glory.
Go. Springtime for Hitler. It just came to mind. Thank you, Melissa, for that suggestion. We have the theatrical presentation of COVID-19, the musical, and everybody only pretends we have a pandemic when they're on stage, meaning when they think the state's around or when they think people are watching. It's so much fun. I love this, said no one ever. welcome back, Melissa. Make sure you get over to Springtime for Hitler. So make sure that you go to balanceofnature.com and order the product. Like I said, code KATE K-A-T-E, so easy, my first name. And when you get to balanceofnature.com, you're going to see the wonderful effects of people that are taking it. They understand that it's 31 fruits and vegetables. They understand that they're actually helping their actual immune system that we have never talked about in the last year. The immune system, that all everybody has an immune system. And it is a wonderful, wonderful product. I would not talk about it on the show if it wasn't. And let me just tell you, everyone I know that takes it loves it. They don't just like it, they love it for a reason. So make sure that you are taking the product too, and you're going to love it as well. You're going to feel the effects and the difference of that, and your body needs it so desperately. But you've got to listen to your body, and your body is crying out for nutrients, not more ho-hos, nutrients. So I welcome you back, Melissa. You can take it from here. Springtime with Hitler is such a perfect song right now, I swear. Thank you.
Well, yeah, we'll go ahead and talk. Since we're talking about the failure of the system the people who are in charge at the top, we don't want anybody. This is the man behind the curtain time. Don't look over there. Look over here.
Right.
So this is fascinating. I found the user's guide, how to talk to those hesitant about the COVID vaccine. You want to know how
oh,
how
I can't
are you
wait
being
for this propaganda.
Oh, yeah. It's
how do you
so
talk
good.
To somebody?
I just love it so much.
Yesterday, I asked the question of health insurance, the VP of health insurance on this hour. I said, you know, there's no COVID in it. It says on the sheet. And all she said was, that's a very interesting question. So I guess that's the answer I get. There's no COVID in the COVID vaccine. Oh, I know. That's interesting. Anywho, go ahead. Sorry.
First of all, in this little guidebook that we have that's designed for healthcare practitioners, we need to recognize that there is a certain group of people who are just not going to take it. And they have been cleverly influenced by the anti-vax movement. But they're just not going to, don't waste your time on them because they're not going to move. And then there's the other people who are going to do it because they're good and they're compliant and they care about their fellow man.
Can I have a pat on the head, please? I'm a good citizen.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like how I offer my dog a dog bone if he sits down and acts nice. So then there's this big bunch of people in the middle who don't really know what to believe.
Right.
So the advice, first of all, that they're given here is let's make sure we work on those people in the middle. Bring them over to our side. Okay. That's what we got to do. Focus there. Mm-hmm. So here's what it says. Surveys show Black and Hispanic adults are more likely to be waiting to see before they get a vaccine.
Mm-hmm. But if I could,
don't you? I think that's kind of wisdom.
If I could see the benefit, wouldn't I want it? I mean, is that too obvious? I'm sorry. That was probably so obvious. I just, it's hard for me not to relay the truth. So if it was really good and I could see that it had, like you said on the break, it had been on the market for about a minute and a half and I really thought it was going to be awesome, I'd probably go do it. But what if I don't? That makes me a anti-vaxxer? Oh, okay. I just,
Apparently.
Apparently.
I don't know. It's interesting. Well, here's more. The issues about vaccines, people who have resistance or who have questions, it's almost always about anxiety more than fact.
I guess it's my anxiety when I see people dying. I guess that's my anxiety kicking in. Not fact. Is that what they're trying to say? It's my anxiety. Oh, yes. Anxiety over death. I do get that way. Let me take a caller for you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, the thing that's amazed me is the people most likely to get the vaccination who are not in the risk groups are the organic food, vegan, watch what I eat, non-GMO people. That has always amazed me that they'll just drink the Kool-Aid and not even look at the fact that it's an untested FDA non-approved vaccination.
Oh, I know. And they'll just belly right up to the bar for it. It's kind of
it just amazes me that people most worried about their health and worry about what they eat are putting an untested, they're being injected directly into their body an untested product.
Yes. And did you know that the articles that said that it would mess up, they're almost guaranteeing it can mess up menstrual cycles, just acted like that was just so normal. And I thought, that's a big deal. And they're just acting like, yep, just one of those things that happens when you take our shot. Don't look there. No biggie. It's surprising.
You almost have no chance of getting sick, but you're going to take a vaccination, and almost everybody I've known has gotten some little sickness. It's like, that's when I stopped taking the flu shot. It was like I was getting sicker from the shot than I ever was from the flu.
Said so many people. They're right there along with you. Thank you.
And that's why people stopped taking the flu shot.
Yes. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. He's right.
Well, and in that vein, 70% of vaccine hesitant people are concerned about side effects.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not actually address that. Let's not talk about side effects and what's really happening with side effects, because I think the story of the side effects could be the real story. It's like the 1976 flu vaccine, right?
Mm-hmm.
People, 450 people with Guillain-Barré, that was a side effect. So we don't want to. Here's what we're to do. We're focusing on what's called the movable middle, because we don't want to make them. If we focus on giving them facts that we can control and care about, we make them more resilient to those bad anti-vaxxers. Okay, so
I love the term anti-vax. You're anti. You're a denier.
Well, you know, and it's kind of interesting what the caller was just talking about. Yeah. What they are essentially doing is making themselves a GMO person.
Yeah.
You're genetically modifying yourself.
Right.
So I won't eat genetically modified corn. I have to go down to the local co-op. But please make me a genetically modified life form on the face of the earth. I'd like that.
You're exactly right. It reminds me of the chorus of Springtime. Springtime for Hitler in Germany. Deutschland is happy and gay. We're marching to a faster pace. Look out, here comes the master race. I mean, it's kind of amazing they're doing. And we're just like going right along with it. Just hook, line, and sinker.
Well, here's the key. Don't lecture your family and friends. Don't assume that you know what their concerns are. Try to address their concerns, but you have to listen to them first. You have to know what their concerns are, not what you assume are their concerns. So I'm thinking maybe just calling everyone without a mask in the store Karen is probably not the thing to do.
What if my concern is just not dying? I mean, what if my concern is just like the fact that, hey, don't want to die. Hey, listen, I'm going to take a phone call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, that guy that called us said about the people that eat organic and take a shot. I wouldn't touch a shot with a 10-foot pole. That's all I eat is organic, so I don't know what he's talking about.
All right. Thank you. Really appreciate the call. 888-673-1450.
Here's more. There's more on how to persuade people.
Okay.
When we're understanding their doubts, this is the list of doubts that people might have.
Is this like Hitler-esque training? I just wondered. It was just sounding a little Hitlerish.
Let me go back here.
Okay.
I think it was published. It was published by a woman. The author of this is a national science correspondent.
Let me take a caller really fast, and I want you to get back to that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. My husband does not like the term side effects, and I agree with him because. Just because it only happens to a few people, statistically, that doesn't mean it isn't an effect. It is an effect of that shot.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Really appreciate the common sense.
We can stop calling them side effects. They are the effects.
Thank you. They're not so sightish, are they? Yes, you're
they
right.
Aren't.
Oh,
they
my
aren't.
Gosh.
So
thank
I
you.
I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Well, thank you. I really, really appreciate that. It is. And the rules that we've invented for all of these things and the reason for it's like a la carte. It's like you get to choose and pick and people say, well, I'm not looking at those side effects. I'm just looking at the shot. So they get to pick and choose what they want to look at and what they don't. It's kind of amazing. Go ahead, Melissa.
So when we understand people's doubts, here are some of the doubts you have to be prepared to discuss. Some of these are bigger than others. We'll see what you think about them. That vaccines might contain microchips. that they will alter your DNA.
Yeah,
that's a doubt. This is an unjustified fear here.
And justified because it's actually true. These will actually go into every cell. That's why they call it the software of life. Go ahead.
That's the whole point. Okay, that there are satanic rituals associated with them, mm-hmm. and what that means is that's addressing the aborted fetal cell mm-hmm. lines mm-hmm. that are involved in the production of this.
Right.
So we can't say. They, you know, if you say, oh, well, what pharmaceutical company is involved in a satanic ritual?
Mm-hmm.
That seems so over the top.
Right.
But if they had just said, and this is a true statement, there are aborted fetal cells involved in the production of some of the vaccines. So let's not say that this is a big doubt or people are just irrational for worrying about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a true statement that yeah. there are aborted fetal cells that are involved in this process. Okay. That the vaccine may impair fertility.
They actually say on the fact sheet, if you are planning to have a family or pregnant, do not take this shot. I guess that's another conspiracy theory. I always forget like which ones are the facts and which ones are the theories, but it's actually written on the fact sheet. So there you go.
So listen to this statement and see if you can find where my problem might be with it. Mm-hmm. The fertility question keeps coming up, and a lot of people believe the myth that undocumented people can't get the vaccine. Two statements are not even related to each other.
Undocumented or documented people is the least of my worries as I watch our human race be so moronic that they would sign up to be part of an experiment till the year 2023 and call it health.
Well, here's more. You're going to love this.
Mm-hmm.
If people think they might get COVID from the vaccine, uh-huh. it's because they don't understand. It's not a live vaccine.
No,
none of the vaccines authorized for use in the United States contain any virus.
Yeah, it's not a vaccine. It's not a traditional vaccine because it doesn't contain the virus. And traditional vaccines have the virus in it, so your body builds up antibodies. Isn't it interesting that they are there to actually admit that there's no COVID in it? But when I ask healthinsurance.com about it, they go, that's an interesting question. Okay. Would you like to answer that? Because that would be lovely.
No. The answer is no.
The answer is no. We don't want to answer that because then we actually have to admit it again, verbally, and they won't. There's no COVID in the COVID shot. You might as well just be taking the pink, purple, and red shot. Your body absolutely recognizes zero amounts of COVID at all. And so what is making people sick? Yeah.
Good question.
It's very frustrating.
Well, so now we're down to the real talking point.
Okay, 45
seconds.
Here's
the real talking point.
Okay.
Instead of talking about the science, which we had a family member try to tell us about the science.
Okay.
What might work instead is appealing to altruism that getting vaccinated will help protect your family and your community by getting us closer to herd immunity. It's not for you. It's for your grandma.
So if you can't beat the neurotic persons in America, join them? Okay. I just want to get that straight. I just need to join all the neurotics and take a shot that I know is unhealthy. Am I getting it so far?
I think you are.
Okay.
Polls show that mm-hmm. people's hesitation is diminished as they see their friends and family take the vaccine.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Propaganda 101. Melissa, thank you. Really appreciate it. Thanks so much. Wow, my brain hurts. We're going to move on to the next hour. So glad you're tuned in. And of course, Susan comes on and we've got a lot to talk about. So make sure you stay right with us and we'll take your calls. Thanks again, Melissa. That was great. And good reminder of history as well. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show at your service. KateDalyRadio.com for all the podcasts. Over 2 million now. Thank you for that. Love it. And be right back.